This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, good morning. How are you? I'm getting into trouble for mixing up all my Karens here.
I'm imagining that might not be the only issue that you're getting into trouble
with. Yeah, exactly. That's probably one of the more mild things, but that's all right. This is a laugh in the face of adversity. All right, let's talk about what is going on in Australia. Melbourne selected to be part of President Isaac Herzog's consultation with world jury. So this is incredible. You were talking about this last week.
Yes, so as listeners would be aware, so President Herzog announced recently what he calls the Voice of the People initiative, plan to consult world jury and on issues of concern, challenges to the Jewish people in the diaspora, and to talk about taking concrete action and to hear them seriously. And as we know, you know, that issue right there has been an ongoing fraught issue. Is diaspora jury taken seriously? Do they listen to us, etc.? And so, I mean, President Herzog, Isaac Herzog, always has been a very impressive individual long before he became president. And obviously his family is royalty in an Israeli sense. Mm. And so Melbourne, which has, in terms of cities, has the largest Jewish community here in Australia, just slightly larger than Sydney. And just like Cape Town, Johannesburg has ongoing rivalry, there's this endless rivalry between Sydney and Melbourne. And Melbourne has the Skrut has been given the honor of being one of 14 consultation centers, which President Herzog has announced. And as one of the Jewish leaders here has said, it's a way to, quote, reimagine the relationship between Israel and the diaspora. And which is actually a very, you know, which is a very nice way of putting it. And I'd say full credit to Mr. Herzog for coming up with this initiative.
Absolutely. So wait, when is this taking place?
Well, they haven't specified dates, or if they have agreed on dates, it hasn't been announced. Mm. But it's only just in recent days that he announced this initiative when he was giving a major speech. No surprise, he was giving the speech to representatives of Jewish federations of North America, which is, you know, which makes sense in terms of where the largest largest diaspora community is. So he was speaking to leaders of federations of North America, and that's where he announced this Voice of the People, as he calls it, initiative. So we're waiting to hear when it will take place, but just from the Australian perspective, he announced Melbourne is one of 14 centres around the world whom he wants to consult in terms of issues facing the diaspora, facing the relationship, etc.
Absolutely incredible. An educational surfing centre opens in Tel Aviv as a joint venture with Australia.
Yes, and we've spoken before about how Australians have been initiators of surf life-saving in Israel. And because tragically, it's in terms of priorities, but life-saving on Israel's many beaches has never been a priority. And, you know, sadly, people of all colors and persuasions, Jewish, Arabs, others, have lose their lives in the surf in Israel. And so it's been an Australian initiative, and there's a family who have been pivotal, former Sydney people who've been living in Israel, who have been pivotal in setting up an Israel Surf Lifesaving Association. This is still continuing with the theme of water and the sea. This is an initiative called Hagal Sheli. So Gal being wave, so my wave. And it was established some time ago, about 10 years ago, in fact, with the aim being to provide opportunities for youth who are in at-risk situations to get back literally into the waves, into the water, and try and have therapy through the waves. And now the Australian connection is that the Australian Embassy in Tel Aviv has now partnered with the city of Tel Aviv and Jaffa to set up a My Wave, Hagal Sheli branch in Tel Aviv. So there's an Australian, direct Australian connection there, working with the mayor of Tel Aviv, Jaffa, Ron Huldai, and so it's Australian jury and Australian embassy, sorry, direct involvement in setting up what will be, I believe, the fifth branch of this MyWave. So it's aimed at assisting youth who are in at troubled situations,
at risk,
and with a healthy outdoor way. Incredible. of bringing them back.
Absolutely fantastic. What a great initiative. And then finally, Australia's biggest gambling companies to purchase an Israeli online gambling firm.
Yeah, just briefly, we don't often talk business here, but so it's a company called Aristocrat Leisure, and it's about online gambling. And so now they have just announced, literally today, they've just announced for $1 billion US, billion with a B that is, that they are going to buy a company called Neo Games, which is an Israeli online gambling company listed on the NASDAQ, the New York Stock Exchange, and they are going to be buying this. The Australian company has been wanting to get into the global sports betting lottery space for a while, and now it's just established the come to an agreement with this Israeli company called Neo Games, and for the price of $1 billion US, the Israeli company will now be part of the Australian online gambling.
Incredible. Absolutely fantastic. Vic Aladev, thank you as always. Vic is the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We chat to him every Tuesday to get the Australia Report.